The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV, and I'd like to thank every one of you for always tuning into this show every Sunday. If you have any questions with regards to downsizing your real estate, if you want to move from your four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, 1970s, 80s, 90s, or 2000s single-family home, and for those of you who are in the 1960s and the 50s homes, you're included in this, or real estate in general, if you want to contact me about getting your home ready to sell. We have a system, 119 steps. It's the honest hand in real estate here at the Eric Stewart Group. Call us today at 1-800-900-9104. Welcome to the Pointing You Home segment of the Eric Stewart Show. And if you've missed us in the past, you can listen to us anytime you want on Spotify or iHeartRadio. Those are apps on your phone or your iPad or your computer. Just look for Pointing You Home on Spotify or iHeartRadio. If you're on your computer, all you have to do is Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want. Wow. What a week. What a week. It was off Monday. I met with my team and had this earnest conversation with my real estate group about the status of the real estate market in light of the mortgage-backed securities and the sell-off on the stock market. The 10-year Treasury on Monday at 0.767 implies long-term fixed rates should be at about 2.75%. They're not there yet because, frankly, the market has moved south so quickly that there's some stickiness in pricing. Let me just talk this through with you and give you some sense of the affordability for real estate today. Pretend with me you're a buyer looking to buy a home at $500,000. And by the way, if you have a mortgage, listen up, because this will give you a sense of whether or not you will save money through a refinance. And many of you would benefit from refinancing again simply by what rates have done. So going back to this $500,000 borrowed amount, say you're buying a house at $525,000. You put down $25,000 on the purchase. You're borrowing $500,000 even. For every $1,000 that you borrow on a 30-year fixed mortgage, you will be paying $4.21 per month on a 3% fixed rate mortgage. $4.21 times 500 is around $2,100 in principal and interest payment. You add the taxes to that on a property. Let's say this is a 525. Let's say the taxes are $6,000. So it's $500 a month in property tax. And then on top of that, you've got maybe $100 in some kind of insurance to cover the property for hazard, fire, that kind of thing. So you've got $2,100 plus $500 in tax plus $100 in insurance. And altogether, you're at $2,700 a month. You can write off the interest and the taxes on that, which is going to be close to $2,200, $2,300 all in. Meaning if you're paying 33% of your income out in tax to the federal and the state government, and by the way, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm a real estate agent with 32 years experience and 3,300 homes sold. And so I've done this a bunch of times and I'm authorized. I'm legally able to advise you on real estate matters. And the financing of this is a part of that real estate advice. You may be paying $2,700 a month on your mortgage payment, but if $2,400 is interest on the mortgage and the taxes on the property that you can deduct against your income. Remember, if 33% of your money is going out the door to pay for taxes and now you have this deduction, let's call it $2,400 a month that you're paying in interest and taxes, 800 of that, one third of that is money you're saving in not having to pay tax because you're getting that as a deduction. Compare it to renting for $2,700 a month. You're paying $2,700 a month in your mortgage payment. Subtract the $800 in tax savings. It's really like $2,100, which is Let's put it this way. Why don't you buy? You could buy a single-family home for $525,000 and be paying a whole lot less than you're paying in rent. Stop paying rent. We'll help you find a home where you can save money. If you haven't bought a house yet, call us 800-900-9104 and ask for a copy of our free Buyer Savvy Guide. We'll follow up. We'll set up an appointment. We call it a coffee consult. We don't have to meet in a public place. If you're uncomfortable, we can do a Zoom call. That is a telecommunication call where it's just in person, but you're on computer screens and have a conversation about how we work. These days with the coronavirus coming into the area, there's going to be more and more discomfiture in meeting in public places. That's naturally going to be the case, especially if we start to see our economy affected in ways that are similar to other parts of the world. And I want to move our conversation that direction. Before I do, just a recap. Now is a phenomenal time to buy or refinance your existing mortgage. I just sold a home for $570,000. We put it on the market 4.5 months ago. Yeah, it took a little while to sell that property, but we also didn't want to capitulate on the price. We were fishing for a unique buyer who wanted to have an acre of land on a non-buildable lot for growing crops with a split-level style home that normally would sell for about $415,000 to $420,000 and then would appreciate the addition and the improvements that the seller made and altogether pay us the $570,000. We got offers at $5, $520, $525, and we weren't going to take that. So we waited, and guess what? With the lowering of the interest rates, buyer came in just a week ago, gave us our asking price with a small credit, and our sellers are on the way to closing with a great sale. Buyers are out looking. They're out in number. Yes, there are price ranges where the market has quieted down because of the fear of the coronavirus. And so you may be listening and thinking, yeah, gosh, I've got my house on the market right now, and I'm all of a sudden I'm not seeing the traffic that I did, and here we are in the spring market. What do you think about that, Eric? Well, here's what I think. I think the market is going to burp its way along. Think about the indigestion that the market experienced this past week. If you own stocks, you saw the value of your stocks drop on Monday by 5% if you just had a general fund. 5% adjustment in one day. We had the steepest decline in stock values as of last Monday that we had ever. From the middle of February until just last Monday, the 9th of March, stocks dropped 20%, again, in less than a month. So there's a lot of fear. But truthfully, as I said to you 2 weeks ago when I had an entire episode of this show devoted to the coronavirus and devoted to calming of minds, there are not enough houses being built. There is better interest rate environments coming, and we're going to see demand continue to be sustained in real estate purchases and sales. And when I get the coronavirus, and let's say that I do, let's say that you do, the chances are pretty darn good you're going to get better and I'm going to get better. And we're going to want to go and about our way and live our life. We can run from the reality or we can face the reality. I advised my team this week to make preparations for not coming into the office and doing more of the conversations by phone as we're working through the burping phases of this coming in waves where certain groups of people are getting it and other people are not. And then those people are going to get better and other people are not. And so there's going to be this process where some people are going to be fine. They're going to have gone through it. They'll have built up the immunity, and they're going to live their life. At some point, we're going to have to rip the Band-Aid off, is what I'm saying. Right now, we're trying to quarantine, and I appreciate that. And I'm not suggesting that quarantine isn't effective at keeping people from getting a sickness. It's the most effective way. Keep people away from each other. If they're sick, then you don't get sick from what those people have. Until we've resolved this with some kind of vaccine, we are going to burp our way through this. Sorry, but that's just kind of the best way to address indigestion. You know how it works in your system. You eat something that upsets you, your body's digesting it, but along the way, there's some discomfiture. But you get through it, right? And you're better in the morning. That's the reality of the coronavirus as I see it on our economy. So I do think that we're going to see interest rates continue to be very low. Gosh, oil sold off $11 in one day on Monday between the Saudis and the Russians fighting that. And I don't mean fighting literally, but I mean just, you know, capitulating and pumping oil. We've seen the price of oil drop, drop, drop. And that's also roiling the markets that a lot of people's incomes, like Exxon as a stock, was trading for $83, $84 a share within the past year. and you know, was at 47 on Friday a week and a half ago and dropped $6-7 on Monday. So if your stock is in an oil producer, you're kind of wishing, you know, either you don't care because you're not really in the, you're just looking for that dividend, or you've lost a lot and you know, and you need to sell, and unfortunately you're selling for less. Well, look who's here, Stuart Rosenthal.
Hey, Eric.
What do you got for us today?
Well, we have an important story in this March issue of The Beacon about the census coming up.
Oh?
In mid-March, everybody should be getting an invitation in the mail to respond to the 2020 census. You have to by law. You're required to do it. Mm. But you can do it by either online or by mail or by phone. Mm-hmm. And if you don't respond in one of these days, one of these ways, within a few weeks, you'll be visited by a census worker who's going to come to your door. So be careful, because there's an opportunity here for scam artists. Some people will come to your door and they won't really be census operators. So you make sure that you verify their identity. And if they ask you for any personal information like your social security number or your bank account number or a credit card, they are scammers. Forget them.
Okay.
All they're going to ask you is the questions that are on the questionnaire, and your name and your gender and your age and your race and your ethnicity and that kind of thing. So that's all you have to do. And if you get an email, it's by definition a scam, because they're not getting in touch with people by email at all.
Okay. So no emails.
Right.
You might have somebody who's not a real census person showing
up. Door.
So
exactly.
don't answer any personal questions about yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. I mean, in terms of your financial information.
Right.
Yeah. Quick thing. March 20th is the deadline for entry in our Celebration of the Arts amateur art competition for people over 50. Don't forget to get your entry in by March 20th.
Don't forget. Okay. Go to thebeaconnewspapers.com for more information. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you.
I'm Eric Stewart. I'm the host of The Eric Stewart Show. Sundays here every Sunday morning, 8 to 8:30, bringing you the truth in real estate. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com or call us now if you have any questions about your real estate needs, 800-900-9104. I'll be back with more.